Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, April 3rd, 2013 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, let's start out with diaries today, and we have here one about a research initiative that is scanning for weakly configured SSH server. This is actually going on for a while, and they have kept us in the loop on their efforts. They notified us now that they'll run another scan, essentially a scan of the internet looking for SSH servers. Initially, the attempts looked quite fishy to us as they actually attempt to log into these server. Now, turns out after some discussion and email exchanges with the group that what they're actually doing looks not as dangerous as it initially appears. What they're actually sending is a connection attempt using an authentication method that doesn't exist. They define their own name for it, essentially the name of the research group, and then they're sending a username with that. Given that your SSH server is not going to support this bogus authentication method they're proposing, your SSH server is not going to let this person logged in, even though if you should have by any chance an account by that name with no password defined. Again, the authentication method as well as the username they're attempting is essentially the name of the research project. So that's how they are kind of trying to avoid logging into systems accidentally, but what you will see is what kind of looks like a brute force login attempt, where their system will log in multiple, or will attempt to log in multiple times to your SSH server. The intent of this research is to pull the public key, essentially the certificate that's being offered by the SSH server, to look for known weak keys that may be configured on your SSH server. In the past, it happened a couple times for operating systems used badly compiled SSH libraries. We just had it happen, I believe, a month or so again, that led to badly selected SSH keys. Now, even with all the precautions they're taking here to not cause any damage, these kind of internet-wide scanning research projects do remain somewhat controversial. We're not going to filter out any of the data that's being submitted to us based on these attempts. However, I did add a comment to the IP address. So, for example, if you're searching for this IP address in our database and then look at the IP address summary, you'll see a comment that links to the particular research project. Well, but let's see what's in other news. Tibetan activists are in the news again, being targeted with a mobile malware now. We have been following this for many years now, and the interesting part about these Tibetan activists is that they do see a lot of what is commonly referred to as APT attacks, but they're more openly talking and sharing about these attacks than many of the government victims. In many cases, we have also seen them being used kind of as a test bed for these attacks, so they may actually see some of the early precursors of these attacks before the more valuable government targets are seeing them. The mobile malware that's being used in the attack is very similar to other Android malware that we have seen, in that it does try to emulate a popular legitimate application, in this case a KakaoTalk, an instant messaging application that's particularly somewhat popular among these activists. Like much of this type of malware, it's essentially spyware trying to exfiltrate information. In the case it was observed here, it did exfiltrate contacts, SMS message history, and interestingly also the cellular network location of the victim. All this information is then packaged up and sent to the attacker. And just a couple quick notes here in closing. Again, another attack of malware spreading via Facebook messages. In this case, the malware will encrypt all Word documents and Excel spreadsheets on the infected systems and essentially extort money from the victim. It will also send itself to the user's friend via Facebook messages. And for all the Firefox users out there, new version of Firefox, it's now up to version 20, should install itself. So sometime today, you may have already seen the message from Firefox to restart it so it can load the new version. Well, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.